It isn't. The institutional thumb press depresses smoothly. She feels the door shift slightly on its hinges. Opens it. Corridor, yes. Hospital, no. High school? A wall of faded turquoise lockers with small three-digit number plates, strip lighting, synthetic floor the color of cork. Looks left. The corridor terminates in brown fire doors. Looks right. Glass doors with push bars. Sunlight. Easy choice. Torn between the desire to run and the desire to pass, if possible, for someone with a reason to be here, wherever and whatever here is, she tries to open the door and step out normally. The sun blinds her, non-Moscow air, smelling of summer vegetation. Shading her eyes with her wrist, she walks forward toward a statue lost in dazzle. Lenin, aerodynamic to the point of featurelessness, molded in white concrete, pointing the proletariat forward like some kind of giant Marxist lawn jockey. She turns and looks back. She seems to have just walked out of an ugly 60s orange brick community college, topped with a crenellated structure of concrete resembling the crown the Statue of Liberty wears, windows between each upthrust peak. But she's not sticking around to see any more of it. She sees a dry, grassy incline, a beaten, unofficial path, and follows that into a shallow ravine or gully, drainage of some sort, and out of the building's line of sight. The crushed yellow grass of the path is dotted with flattened cigarette filters, bottle caps, bits of foil. She keeps going until she finds herself in a dusty grotto of bushes, a natural hiding place, and evidently a popular one. Bottle and cans, crumpled papers, a desiccated condom slung from a twig like part of the life cycle of some large insect, a bower of love then as well. She crouches, getting her breath, listening for indications of pursuit. She hears the ordinary sound of a jet somewhere overhead. The path leads out the far side and loses itself in a tumble of glacier-rounded rocks, a seasonal stream bed. She follows these through thicker, greener vegetation to where the path appears again, climbing the side of the ravine. At its top, she sees the fence. Newer than the building, concrete white and unweathered at the foot of each galvanized pole. Ordinary chain link, topped with wire. Though the wire she sees, walking slowly up to it, is barbed, not razor, and two strands only. She looks back and sees the very tips of the crenellations atop the red brick building. She extends her finger, takes a breath, taps the chain link as lightly as quickly as she can. No shock, though she supposes klaxons may have been just set off, high on the walls of barracks full of bored and waiting men, heavily harmed.